You're listening to the hot new Q. QLJNRadio.com. Still the hottest, coolest radio station on the net. With award-winning talk show personalities and DJs. The Q.
Thank you for tuning in to QLJNRadio.com, the hot new Q. Tonight on Cocktail Conversations, the topic of discussion is people who post their children on social media. Why do they do it? People have different reasons why they post their children all over social media. Some say they do it to share family and with family and friends. Others say they love them so much they want to show their babies off to the world. And there are those parents who just flat out are looking for likes and using their children to build their social media platform. Well, the controversial counselor has four essential talking points on this social matter. Point number one, parents need to be mindful of what they post as far as their children. Your intent may be good, but for others, have bad intentions. Number two, check your settings on social media. Make sure your pictures don't have any compromising information. Number three, if your children are of age, parents should ask them if they want their picture posted on their page. The child may have their own reasons why not. And number four, memes are out there. You may post a picture that you may think it is funny of your child, and so does another 2 million to be exact. How embarrassing. Get ready to call and discuss this controversial topic. The number is 914-205-5481. And press 1 if you want to speak to the host. Speaking of the host, here he is, the host of Controversial Cocktail Conversations, the controversial counselor himself, David Lorenzo Glover.
Okay, good people, how you doing? Good evening, thanks for the introduction, Phil. Like you said, a very important subject tonight. Why do you post your children on social media? But of course, before I get into that, just tell you what's going on in my world. Well, I know it's been crazy all over, the weather, you know, up and down, like on the East Coast. For example, here, Friday, Saturday, it was like 80, 83 degrees. Weather, you know, people busting, going in their bins, in their closets, or wherever they keep their summer gear, pulling it out. Then next thing you know, Sunday, like 45, Monday, 45, 50. Even, you know, back home, they had an ice storm. So, and it's still, you know, been snowing off and on. So it's been crazy as far as that. NBA playoffs live and going, you know, exciting time of the year. Gotta love it. What else? Also, I had an interview today. I want to give a shout out to Antoine Grant for inviting me on his platform, Baltimore Flavor. And I just had that interview at 7 p.m. So, you know, it's on my page. Check it out. Good interview. Nice show. So, you know, always about building that brand. What else going on? That's it. You know, if something else comes up throughout the show, I will definitely keep you in tune with that. All right. So with this, this subject matter. Well, folks, I know some of you are frustrated with people saying, why do you keep talking about posting children on social media? And I know I had a little going back and forth with one young lady. You know, you know, and many people feel that it's a good thing. You want to show off your children. You want to post them. You want the world to see them. But people, let's keep in mind, we live in a sick world, a sick-ass world. And something that may be good intent in your eyes, someone is sitting back plotting and thinking about how could they come up with some of the evils in this world. And I just want to start off with a couple. I'm going to go into my talking points. But, you know, it's a certain thing called Sherrington. And it's the combination of sharing and being and parenting. And they were saying that some people just overshare information. And probably people don't know. And if you think about it, if you're, and it said that 99% of the sharing of children on social media is done by women. So women, if you think about it, and you got four friends, three out of them think that you share too much online. So three out of four people, 74%. And I know you're thinking like you don't give a damn what they think. But we're going to talk about some of the safety issues or some things you just don't think about. 27% share inappropriate photos of a child. That could be, oh, when they're young and cute and you caught them with pictures running around with their panties or underwear on, little girls with no shirts on when they're, you know, little toddlers. Inappropriate for reasons that we'll, you know, we'll get into. In fact, let me just break that down. You have to think about that once you post these things, they're there. So other people can easily copy them. You know how we steal pictures and you come up with memes and stuff like that. Well, that's part of the whole thing. And that's one of my essential talking points, so I don't want to jump off. I'll talk about the memes in a minute. So 27% share inappropriate photos. 51% gave information that could identify a child's location. We're going to talk about that too. I'll break that down further. And 50% gave embarrassing info about a child. So we already see those type of videos that go around. Just the embarrassment of things that's posted, the little boys with the bowl haircuts, the little jacked up mohawks and things like that. And, you know, they might be at a young age, middle school, elementary, but just think about it. They're going to be in high school one day, and those pictures are still there, and some people got them saved up in their little stash of remember this. So, just to kind of make you think about something on a different perspective. So when we think about this subject, let's look at the essential talking point number one. Parents need to be mindful what they post as far as the children. Your intent may be good, but others have ill intentions. People, with so much stuff going on, this is not how things used to be. And I never understood it. And, you know, people like Phil read in the introduction say, well, you know, I just want to share pictures so my family and friends could see what's going on. I could keep them abreast because, you know, not too many people really go to probably to the Photoshop or get professional pictures done where you get the 1 8x10, 2 5x5s, 4x5s, or whatever, 3x5s, and you mail them out. So now you just say, oh, I'll just post on social media. There's issues with that. There's issues with that. And besides, I really don't think it's going to make or break anyone if they don't get a photo of your kid or whatever the case is. Maybe, you know, grandparents, stuff like that. But aunts, hey, brothers, sisters, it's not going to be the end of the world. Stop compromising your children by putting every little thing up there. I mean, they may be cute, cute as a button or whatever, and then some maybe not so cute. Yeah, I said it. I'm being real. Not every kid that's posted is cute. And I know the beauty is in the eyes of the beholder, but we know the drill on that one. And that's how kids end up being getting memes done, because of parents posting pictures and which they think is cute, and other people think, you know, they think it's funny as well, because then they're sharing it, and then next thing you know, you got like two hundreds of thousands of views on a picture. All right, so just, you have to be mindful. Check your settings on social media to make sure your pictures don't have any compromising information, which all too many times we have individuals posting pictures. Oh, I'm at Destiny's award ceremony at Franklin Delano Elementary School or Martin Luther King Jr.'s Elementary School, and now you just let someone, the lurker, know, the stalker, the pedophile, which school she goes to. More than likely, you've posted report cards. I've seen it over and over, parents posting report cards. Not too many, you know, they might black out the address of the home, but then you still have the school address on there. You say the grade, so they already know how old the children are, because some pedophiles like them a certain age. So this is information that's vital, and if someone's just watching the net and surfing, they get all this information. I know it shouldn't be this way. You should be able to post. People are supposed to look at children, oh, they're so cute, and be happy for you that your child is achieving successfully academically. But then you have the evil side, that there's people with bad intent. So you have to be mindful of those things. Great job, Strange, that they got straight A's and all that stuff. Some things is just a simple phone call or to certain individuals. But when you want the whole world to know, you're letting them know a lot. So good job for the children that's achieving at that level or got MVP in sports and things like that. But again, when you have those people looking, they're going to show up at that school, or they're going to show up at that football field. I mean, it's, you know, just people just, I think, in general, just do way too much as far as that. With the vacations or the sweet 16 birthday that you posted, the new car, or my baby's so big and grown, she's 12 years old. She can stay at the house by herself now. I'm able to work days, and she locks up the house and gets on the bus. She's so grown. She's growing up. Yeah. Again, be careful what you share, because there's someone watching. Just because, you know, you might have your stuff private only for friends, and then one of your friends has it, and their thing may be with different settings, or who knows who's friends of who or whatever, and who's reading comments. That's the whole point. I'm not trying to take away from your joy. I'm just speaking on the element of the safety point, because I believe overall, despite the praise and different things that people are looking for, child safety is the number one thing there is. What's greater than that? What's more important than that, than safety of your child? So just think about it. That little praise or those 100 likes or 200 likes and all this stuff, that's your own personal issue if you need that. but think about the safety of that. Number three, if your children are of age, ask them if they want their pictures posted on your page. They may have their reasons why not. They might not want to be on your page. You may be full of drama, rude, ignorant, known as the neighborhood drunk, and they don't want to be associated with that. Because guess what? In this day and age, when they're in middle school, you know, you got high school, or if they're in high school going to college, you got admission representatives going on social media pages and trying to see how this child is living, because we all know that going to college isn't how it used to be. You fill out the application, you go on, and you go to college, and you think, oh, this is the safest world. My child has got away. They're not with, you know, we grew up in a rough neighborhood. They're away at college. I don't have to worry about them being in the streets. Well, the streets have came to the college campus to the point of terrorists and people that's plotting to shoot up whole campuses and things like that. So they have to try to find a way, because they ask that, have your child on the application, have your child ever committed, been suspended or for any violent crime or violent offenses? And most people not going to put, yeah, they have been. So a lot of things are misscreened. But when you have the ability to navigate through social media and you see mom and dad turned up and they're on your page and you're cussing like a truck driver, F this, and just some of the language that is being used, they may not want to be on that page. And guess what? There's some petty people in this world, and they're doing petty things. And if the other person's parent is beefing with one parent, they're going on the page, they're stealing pictures. It's out of control. So again, all I'm saying is, just think about this stuff. Just think about it. It's just not that simple. It's so many other things. And like I said, when they're a certain age, ask them, do you mind if I post this picture? Because when I was doing research for this, there was like, it was one young lady who actually was suing her parents for posting the picture, because I guess it was an embarrassing picture that she didn't want up there. For whatever reason, the parents didn't take it down. So she was actually suing them. And what I read, and they didn't get into all the details, but it said it looks like she's going to win the case, and they're going to have to pay for some, you know, pay some damages, charges for those damages. Yeah. Crazy, huh? So, yeah, if they're a teenager, elementary, fourth, fifth, sixth grade, or whatever the case is, ask them. I mean, we ask everybody else, do you mind if I share this? Do you mind if I post this? So why not ask your child, do you mind if I put this picture up? Or whatever the case is. You know, pictures where you catch them sleeping, they fall asleep, and you're like, oh, they wore out and all that stuff. Meanwhile, it's on your page. You're friends with someone else's parent, but then they're friends with this other person that you're don't get along with. They go on, steal the picture, and next thing you know, your middle school child is traumatized when they get to high school, because there's a meme out there with your child sleeping or whatever the case. Crazy. Just crazy. Like, I can't emphasize enough some of the stuff I always say that I see in middle school. And I know, like with the sharing or stealing pictures, I could think of, you know how, you ladies, y'all know what I'm talking about, how you have these little emojis and you're typing or whatever, GIFs, GIP, whatever, and you see the, I don't know what that is, hot pepper, cucumber, whatever it stands for, you know, a penis, whatever, it represents that, and I've kids been showing me pictures of girls that came to my office. Mr. Glover, look what on they going around sharing this picture. And I'm like, okay, where did they get the picture? They went on my Instagram and took the picture, and then they put this. Then they got the little cucumber little thing coming out the student's mouth, whatever. It's just, which the child ended up getting in trouble for that, because that's, you know, we can pinpoint that. But what if it's some stranger and all that? It's just too much going on. It's just too much going on, and you have to be mindful of that, especially, like I said, with those memes. It's just so easy to grab a picture and then put up something. You know it. I probably posted some myself and was guilty of it, and then because it's, you know, it was a hot picture that was going around, and then think, man, that's somebody's child. That is somebody's child. So it's real out there, and there's so much stuff going on. Digital kidnapping. What the hell is digital kidnapping? You know what it is. Basically, when someone goes in, you have your children posted on there, on social media. They go through, copy the picture, take it, and all of a sudden, that child becomes theirs. They change the name, so now they got they're going on your page, taking your pictures of your child, putting it on their page, and Anthony on your page is now Tyrone, little baby Tyrone, on their page. And again, it's so crazy, because even, like, I can go on and make an example of somebody right now, go on one of my friends and friend's page, see a picture of their children, copy it, come up with a meme, and then post it, and really nothing could be done about it. You can try contacting Facebook, you know you're not going to more than likely get a hold of them. The best solution would be to maybe find out who sent it or who shared it and ask, could they take it down? But other than that, once you post it like that, it's really nothing you can do about it. So you have to think about that. Now, if anybody got anything to say so far up into that point. Oh, and somebody just reminded me, it's an eggplant. Okay, yeah, I don't know what that was. So half of that stuff, I don't know what it is. But whatever the case is, it ain't an eggplant in social media world. Is a dick, pretty much. And they're putting those little eggplants in girls' mouths, and then they're circulating it around. So now, you know, you got other kids like, oh man, they getting caught up in that image, and they're asking these little girls for these favors and stuff. Man, you don't want your child embarrassed like that. But we try to tell, it's bad enough that we can't keep children off of social media ourselves when they're not supposed to be on there, because actually you're supposed to be a certain age, but they sign off saying that they are, and they're allowed to set up a page. And that's why I think personally that they need to start charging not an outrageous amount, but maybe $10-$20 a month. That'll cut off a lot of this. That'll cut off a lot of riffraff if you did that. So if you had to pay $20 a month for Facebook, $20 for Instagram, Snapchat, LinkedIn, and that's a whole bill, because now you're adding stuff up, that's like $100 a month. And most people will fall out of that rank because they're like, I can't afford that. But I think it would cut off some riffraff, because other than that, you can go on this stuff for free and do it. And that's why I think people get bored with it, and they just see what they can come up with. We're living in some dangerous times, and there's a lot of technology going on. So, you know, photoshopping and people taking this picture and creating this and that. It's a lot. It's a lot to think about. And I know I might be put a what's the phrase I'm trying to think? I might have dampened your little party as far as that. And honestly, you do what the hell you want at the end of the day. I'm just trying to, again, this is what I do for Cocktail Conversations. Try to get you to think about other perspectives and other things. And, you know, you can say, the hell with me, and go about your business and keep doing it. But it may be that day and time you're like, damn, I should have listened to David. He was saying that, and I kept on going. And now my child is not speaking to me because of this picture, because I've embarrassed her or him. So just keep that in mind. So if you listening online and you want to call in at 914-205-5481 and press 1. If you know, ready to come in and you got something to say about this subject, about the subject matter, then feel free. No, I got some notes going on here. One of the things that you want to look at is, I posted something earlier, and I talked about you know, the sharing of pictures and how you would handle certain situations. So, for example, you post a picture of your child, one of your friends shares it, and then they, you know, post it. And then you go through, you're reading comments, and someone says, that child is ugly. How are you going to handle it? Most people were saying, oh, I don't worry about that because my kids know, and I know my child look good. I don't think they're going to handle it like that. I think there's going to be a full-blown argument or heated-up discussion, because that's just the way people are when it comes to their children. But again, you may have created this madness by posting and oversharing information. So, again, you have to think about these actions, because remember when when Beyonce had posted Blue Ivy and people were coming out saying, oh, she's so ugly, and then they had made different memes of with Jay-Z, or before she was born, or what this is what their baby's gonna look like. It's real. People don't have shit to do, and they come up with this stuff. And I, when that was going on, I was like, wow, these broke individuals with nothing to do, no goals, no nothing, sitting around commentating about somebody else's child as if their children is all that. Meanwhile, this little baby ain't gonna have to have a worry in this world. And you need to think about not having a worry in this world when it comes to your children, because not only you're compromising them because you're with all the posts and the sharing, and now you compound it with having worries because you don't know who's watching or who's sharing whatever. So just, be careful what you say when you're sitting around talking about someone else. So that's just, that was just an example of, making a child vulnerable when they don't have to be. Granted, in that case with Blue Ivy, she's already going to be under the microscope. Look who her parents are. And now, when their overly images are shared, that just add to it. One of the things I read, they said by the time if you have an infant, by the time that they turn 5, there's over 1,500 images of them on social media. And that doesn't count like stories and all the different information you gave. 1,500 images. So when you think about it, and you have people sitting around again, lurking on computers, probably at the damn public library on the computer, looking at kids. It's some people who have some sick thoughts. Prime example, I could take it back when I used to work at one of these residential facilities for emotionally disturbed teens. There was a young man in there. He's a grown man now. There was a young man in there, and one of his on his treatment plan was that he wasn't able to watch, Full House, because he was obsessed with, I think her name Stephanie Tanner. You know, the one who says, "How rude." Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, I used to watch Full House. But he was obsessed with her. So he couldn't, you know, he would try to sneak and watch it. Or, you know, some of the other kids, it could be blazing hot outside, the other kids out playing basketball, or maybe going to look for jobs, or maybe went to go visit their parents, you know, they're on a pass, weekend pass or whatever. If it was just him in the house, and you know, and you said to yourself, "Well, I'm gonna go here." You in the kitchen, maybe doing something, or I don't know, maybe in another room. Excuse me, you could not leave him in a room with the TV, because you come in there, he's watching Full House, and you're like, "Dude, why are you watching that? You know, you're not supposed to watch that." So he was obsessed with this girl. From that show. Now, mind you, on there, I don't know, she was like maybe at the time 7 or 8, and he was like a 13-14 year old teenager. So think about how many sickos do we have when you're posting your little cute daughter or your son, and they get a hold of this and the stuff that's going through their head. And we wonder why some kids end up getting kidnapped or whatever the case is. I don't want to make it seem like you should absolutely not post anything. I don't want to be Donald the Downer or whatever. But it's just something to think about. And that's what I'm just trying to do. Like, those embarrassing pictures and things like that, just think about it. Think about, is it in the best interest of the child? It might be funny. You might get a lot of feedback from it. But think about your child at the end of the day when it comes to that. All right. Let's see. And we kind of talked about like the privacy settings and things like that, because what happens is when you own like the social media sites, you know how sometimes it says location, and you don't turn those settings into private, and it kind of lets people know everywhere that you at. Or on pictures, like this picture was posted at 3:42 at McDonald's, and so people are able to see those things. And granted, sometimes police use that information, or sometimes when, like, you know, when there's drug deals going down or executions and different things like that, and they're looking for someone, it may be because of them posting pictures or whatever the case is, that they were able to track that person. So, you know, and I know we're in the age of the selfies and the little duck lips and the pictures with the girls and their booties poked out and things like that. And you're posting these pictures and you're, you know, leaving a story behind it saying, "Oh, with my girlfriends, we just out here. And, you know, parents gone for the weekend. I have the house to myself." You got to be careful. You got to be careful and mindful of that. Because you're really putting yourself in a compromising position when you don't have the settings, and most people don't. It'd be in that little small print, fine print, and you don't think about going through and changing the settings. I know for myself, even when I post stuff and then the thing comes across, do you want, I don't know what the exact words, but it may say, do you want, and it might let me know that wherever I'm at is coming up. And like, do I want people to know that? Hell no, I don't want nobody to know that. Let's delete that or put no right then and there. No one needs to know all that information. And I can tell you, I think I mentioned it before, it's a lot of stalking going on. No lie, one of my eighth graders last year said she stole her boyfriend's phone and was able to go into the settings and did something with the location, so she was able to track all his movement. So one day she's in my office and she is like, man, Mr. Glover, such and such is getting on my nerves. He ain't in school right now. He had a doctor's appointment. I'm like, okay. And then she was like, let me see if he up for his doctor appointment or where he's at right now. And I'm like, what, you think you about to call him? No, I know I have tracking on his phone, on my phone for him, so I know where he's at. And she's like, look like he's still at home, so he's probably still in the bed or whatever the case is. So she was able to kind of track his whole progress from what he was doing. And she's like, oh, look. Then later on, she might have came back in my office. Mr. Glover, guess who owned it their way up to school? So I'm just like shaking my head like, why do you need to know all that information? She's like, well, he doesn't know that I did it. He went to the bathroom and I took his phone and then I was able to put that on there. So you think about how many other people just sit around and track stuff like that. And again, I kind of talked about the future when you're posting these pictures and then you have jobs and colleges and stuff like that that's going on pages and they see stuff like that. We don't know how it's going to impact your child and, you know, in the future. So just, you know, just be thankful, just be thoughtful of that. All right, so. All right, we got somebody coming in. I'm just looking through all this information. It's crazy. Come on in.
What's going on, man? How you doing?
What's going on, Philly Phil?
What's going on,
cocktail,
man?
Cocktail. I know this is a little deep subject matter, and
yeah.
So you are.
I'm in. It's funny you should mention that about social media. I was watching a program on television last night. And as a matter of fact, they used the guy's social media, what he posted against them to make this other dude innocent. So I mean, you know, it happens. People posting things that they should not post. But I understand what you're saying as far as posting your kids on social media. I kind of fell into that when I first got my page. You know, I would post pictures of me and my son and stuff just to see how many likes I would get. You know, not necessarily, you know, just putting us out there, but just seeing how many likes I would get. You know, I was guilty in the beginning. You know, I don't post as much, but you know, I still post. You know, I post little brain thoughts that I have sometimes and things like that, you know. But as my kids, shucks, I just had a grandbaby. I posted her, so you know, it's trolls out there. It's just like you say, you know, there's trolls out there. It's plenty of trolls. But you know, a lot of people don't think about that when they post pictures of other people, or even post pictures of their kids. You know, they don't think about that.
And I saw, congratulations on your grandchild, and I've seen the picture, nice picture, cute picture. But again, when you think about that, you know, when we talk about digital kidnapping, it could be some weirdo,
exactly.
Because take that and now all of a sudden that's their baby on their page. It's crazy. It's crazy that people sit around and actually do stuff like that.
You know what I'm saying? You think about, they have these shows on, you know, where people just zombie-like people looking at a computer, you know, and they look at watching your every move, or watching if you post something, or as soon as you post something they like it, or as soon as you post something they heart it, or whatever, you know what I mean? You know, not necessary. I guess we all have fallen into that kind of social media hippity hop that we want the approval of others, of course. But we've been wanting that all our lives. But with the wonderful world of social media, now we're able to get it. So, you know,
yeah.
We just have, this is like you said, you have to be aware of what you post, because you know, because I work for a company that I could transfer to anywhere in the United States, but mm-hmm. they have access to my page, so they know if I go to posting a whole bunch of thugs and all that other and negative stuff, they're gonna see that, and you know they'll pull you in on stuff like that, you know. They will really pull you in. You gotta watch yourself.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, it's an education, and not only just posting stuff about with children, just yourself. You know, you have teachers that posted that they was on spring break with alcohol and drunk as hell videos and stuff like that. Somehow it gets back to principal or whatever the case is.
Fired. That's just like the teacher. That's just like the teacher with the. That's just like the teacher with the hips and the skirt.
Yeah.
You know, same difference. She took the picture very innocently, but then it got splashed on social media. This is my fifth grade teacher or my fourth grade teacher, something like that. You know.
Yeah, you talking about the little fine little woman that was teaching,
mm-hmm.
and then people went around, and that was like the thing. What if this was your son's teacher? Or
yeah, exactly.
Coming up with scenarios with that.
Right, exactly. They put that picture alone got a lot of legwork, like you were saying, you know, as far as people running it and memes up under it, or memes with it, you know, getting shared on multiple pages, you know, it got a lot of legwork, and a lot of times that happens, you know, it just depends on what people jump on at that present time, you know. We ain't got the attention span of a goldfish, so you know, we're not very attentive, so whatever got to hold our attention right then.
Yeah, what about when you think about the crying meme with Jordan, one of the all-time greatest athletes, and people crying the meme.
Yeah, exactly. That's got work. That has got work. It's got work to the point of insanity now, because it's just all over the place. But
every little
it
thing.
Is.
They made a meme with Sister Jean. Sister Jean, the one that was pulling for Loyola in the Final Four, they put
exactly.
Jordan, the crying Jordan face on her in that wheelchair.
Yes, exactly, exactly. It's wild, and now I understand what you were saying about you just have to watch what you post. You know, nobody's saying, nah, I don't stop posting. It's like I post my grandbaby. You know what I'm saying? I'm not ashamed about it. You know what I'm saying? I just did that. But you know, just be mindful. Be mindful of how you do it. You know, just have a role how you do it. You know, understand? Hey, everybody's got trolls. You got trolls on top of trolls. So. So whatever you post, if you post something that goes against the grain, here come the trolls. They gonna get you.
That's true. That is definitely true.
sure. So, you know, you just have to mind. You have to be. Nobody wants a social media hailstorm to run down their neck. So, you know, that's just the way that is.
All right, we're gonna take a quick break, and we're gonna come back and finish talking about this subject. Why do you post your children on social media? And you're listening to Cocktail Conversations with the host, David Glover, the controversial counselor, and you're listening to Cocktail Conversations on the QLJNRadio.com, the Q, the new Q. So we'll be back shortly.
Poet on the MIC, or rap for the school, I'd be the principal. Oh, fuck it, Decatur's invincible. To be specific, I may die one day, but my rhymes will remain like a hieroglyphic. It's a certain special skill that takes much practice. I got it good, apparently you lack this. So in turn, sit back and learn, listen close. This is for your own concern. Let me show you exactly how it's properly done. Light, camera, action. A rap pro, do a show, good to go. Also, cameo, afro, verso, domino, I go Rambo, Tingalo, Romeo. Friday night, spend money on a hotel to get a good night's sleep. I'm keeping in step. Now do I come off? Yeah.
Cocktail Conversations with a controversial counselor on KLJN 107.7. You just can't make this stuff up.
All right, we're back live on Cocktail Conversations, and we're just been talking about some of the dangers of posting your children on social media.
Beware like a troll.
Yeah. Like I said, I don't, you know, want to be that one, the bearer of bad news, but I feel like sometimes it's an obligation to kind of speak on some of the other perspectives of how things could go down, and you can dislike it or whatever the case is, but bottom line, I'm gonna bring the information.
Hey, listen, man, I'm gonna tell you something. People don't gotta understand. They always talk about, yeah, I got haters. Yeah, you got haters too, but you got haters and trolls. It's a difference. You got people that just look on social media. They're looking at different profiles and stuff that they can invade and see what they can do. You know what I'm saying? They even tried to invade and use mine one time, but they couldn't use mine because I'm too authentic. So, it's the picture of it. They couldn't use it. But you just have to watch how you do it, man. That's all.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like I had posted earlier, and I had posted. Yesterday or one of these days, and I said 99% of Facebook users that post pictures of children are women. Why is this gap so huge, ladies and gents, or kings and queens? So I just want to know,
the kings
like,
and queens, did you? Wow.
I just want to know, why do you think that gap is so huge, Phil, that guys don't do it as much? And I know with women, some women go say that because they not in the kids' life and all that.
No, that's not necessarily. I mean, most dudes, they be trying to work. They ain't got time bumping with social media. They might get on later when they're relaxing or having a cocktail and, you know, enjoying some music or something. They might jump on social media and, you know, and I know about that location thing, you know. I kept my locations on. I really wasn't worried about knowing where I was at. You know where I'm at. That way you can come on over there. So, but the thing is, you know, you just have to be, I understand where you're coming from about being cautious about what you post about your children, if you go post anything about your kids, you know, because, you know, it could be detriment to you. It could be detriment to them, you know. And nobody wants that. Nobody don't want that negativity, because that's it happens.
Yeah, and I mean, I was talking about this subject to one of my friends, and she had said that she had seen a special where they were talking about this subject matter, and they had people, you know, like kind of like set the kids up and to show people how easy it was. So, you know, they kind of trolled the parents' page and went through, got information, knew like nicknames and different things like that. So they went up, you know, the parents had posted, like, oh, I got to go pick up such and such from their football practice or whatever the case is. So they went through and kind of picked up the child, and they had told the child, oh, your mother couldn't make it, but the nickname and stuff like that. So the child ended up getting in the car. Like, I guess they assume, like, well, they got to know the family if they knew my mother's nickname or different things like that. So it's just that easy, people. Remember, kids' brains isn't developed till they're, like, 25. So you're well into adulthood.
And even a 20, and even a 25-year-old person is risky.
Exactly. So therefore, the thought process or decision making may not always be on point. So if somebody's lurking and they didn't scoped out the page and like did their homework and they come up with all this stuff, a kid may say, well, dang, they knew all of this, whatever. So, okay, I guess they do know my dad or my mom or whatever the case is. And next thing you know, they're in the car or whatever the case is. And we know the outcome. We see this stuff all the time. Kids get abducted and all this stuff. And it's sad. And I know people think, like, well, that's, it can't happen to me. It can. We need to understand that it can happen to anybody.
Just like they're trafficking organs. Kids can get switched and swapped. And you have to be real cautious. Just being aware. It's like my man D. Ray Davis said, we need to start being more aware. Be aware. This crazy. I see this crazy. They used to say recognize crazy. Yeah, I remember you used to be crazy. Yeah, I'm little kids used to recognize crazy. He crazy.
Yeah. And just to think, like, you know, back in our days, we used to travel like in packs. Like it was always a bunch of us, but now half of the time, you know, you have people that uproot and move every other 5 or 6 months, depending on who has the rent specials or whatever the case is.
Crazy,
yeah.
Man. Talking about who has the rent specials. Crazy.
Kids, you know, they're in communities 1 minute, then they're in a different development, so people don't get to know, you know, they don't get to know their surroundings. And I've talked about this for years. Like, we can live on streets or next to people, don't even know their names. And I'm guilty of it. Where I live, I may only know, like, one, I only know a couple people's names. The other people, they're like strange. I see them, but I don't know who they are.
Right.
And that's crazy that it has became like that.
Yeah.
And the thing is, if something happened on the street, people wouldn't even be able to identify who kids that is or whatever, where they live. You just see people, and we are consumed with our lives, and we just don't take the time. And I'm not saying knocking on doors and say, hey, I'm David.
Yeah, my name is David Glover. Nice to meet you.
No, I've been living here for years.
How long you been my neighbor? How long you been over here? I've been meaning to come by your house. it is important. That it is important that you know your neighbors, you know what I'm saying? I mean, people that you be affiliate yourself with. I mean, every day you see them leaving, go to work, you see them coming home and whatnot, you know. At least know them. Hello. At least know their name. That's Mr. Charlie over there. He'll go to work, or he retired, or him and his wife, he retired. I'm like, yeah, it's crazy.
And the thing is, I mean, growing up, well, we live right next door to my grandmother, so there's only so much we can do on our end of the street. And trust me, she would be out on the porch, and she wouldn't miss a beat. But when you have, you know, even as children, you know what parents or grandparents that see everything and you would try to say, all right, let me decide to make my moves based on that, because you know somebody peeping in blinds, you can look at the blinds, like, yeah, it looked like she in those blinds or something, but you would dictate your moves based on that.
See them blinds moving. I see them blinds moving. She try to be up, try to be slick.
But those are the people that report stuff to your parents, like, yep, this was who was in your house. They had a bunch of people come in and out. We don't have that these days. Yeah.
Exactly.
We're in trouble, people. We're in trouble.
Yeah. In some cases, we might be, but, you know, it's just the wonderful wide world of social media. It just really is taking over. You even got Zuckerberg in front of the House of Representatives explaining how information got leaked. You know what I mean? So it's really serious. It's really serious, and bringing attention to it is very vital sometimes. You know, because we go about our daily lives and share pictures and do this things, even with our kids, even with ourselves. You know, but some people. Us grown folks, we use social media for what it's supposed to be used for.
Yeah, I mean, I was one that before would say, man, this stuff is, I kind of was like what Charles Barkley used to always say, like, social media is for idiots. And then when you start, you know, trying to build a brand or find something, you know, something that you want to explore or make bigger, then you realize, okay, you have to use that because that's the way the world has turned. But if I was just regular old David, just working my little job, going to the schoolhouse, coming home, and I do that, I was like, I ain't thinking about no social media. I got enough entertainment just by watching ESPN and all the drama that happens in sports, and I would be good.
And see, the thing is, social media, the thing about social media, it's a bargaining chip now, because people bring their followers. I was thinking about Kevin Hart. He's like, he got a half a million, a million Twitter followers that he bring, you know, and it's part of the brand, you know, it becomes part of the brand, it becomes part of you. So people watching what you post. It's crazy, but it happens. They watching what you post and how much you post and them pictures.
that's true.
Them retros.
And one of the things, you know, people, you know, what research says about why people post so much or why parents may post so much. I said the number one reason why they do it is because social media is a platform that makes them feel like they're not alone or missing out in activities with their family and friends. So people want to be a part of something. So they figure, oh, if I post a picture of my child, you know, you're going to get responses when you post kids. So unless you just got
that ugly child.
and even then, people like, oh. But like somebody has said, somebody said earlier, they said, when you get that response, oh, he or she so precious, they really saying they ugly. When they get that, oh, he's so precious. And I'm like, wow.
Okay.
But you do get those all, and you get all the comments, and it's just some of the stuff we know that is just like a copycat thing. And they see, like, okay, this is getting a lot of traction on the timeline or stuff like that, and then people feel like they'll just chime in just to be nosy to see who else gonna comment on that particular post.
Right. It seems to be not necessarily a competition, but it's just a part of the way life is now, and the way life is, and the way social media has come into our lives and changed it in such a way that it has switched it so much that we got haters that you ain't never seen before. they ain't never been bothered with you in life, you know. And then you have these trolls that troll on your page, or troll pages that you on, or troll pages that your friends are on, you know. So, and there's people that you never see, and they're just sitting in front of the computer with those dark circles in front of their eyes, just looking.
Yeah, it amazes me when you have those people, and you're like, damn, what the hell? They got this old, they got Facebook on a 65-inch TV, and they
exactly.
As soon as a notification go out, they're all over it. Ding, okay, oh shit, I was falling asleep. Let me go ahead and gotta catch up.
I'm like, telling you,
crazy.
It's really wild, but I understand where you are coming from as far as posting your kids. You have to be kind of careful, and you know, post when you can, post when you don't. You know what I'm saying? It's all up to the user.
And even then, if you're using it for family and friends, or certain family and friends, you might have a group that you just say, all right, this particular is going to, you know, like the family group where you post pictures and all that stuff, and you have to make sure that, you know, it's private and not anybody can view it and all that stuff. So there's ways about it, but most people won't take the time to do that. They just say, oh, first day of school pictures, and they
yeah.
take those pictures, or last day of school, and, you know, and, you know, kids, you know, they're looking cute, whatever. Everybody got to take their beginning of the year photo shoots, or the live videos, walking their little kindergarten to school and up in the schoolhouse.
Wow.
And all that. But people seeing all that stuff. They're seeing it. And now what you're going live with people fetish or about going live, remember, there's background stuff that people are watching. They're watching where you at. So,
yeah,
you
might as well watch where I'm at. Come on out here. Come on. Come on. Come on, I invite you. Come on. Knock right on the door.
Yeah.
Get something you ain't expecting. See? you can't do that.
And one of the comments that said, parents can't do the same things they used to do when they were childless. By living through their child's achievement, posting images and videos helps bridge the gap and share these joyful moments with family and friends. So sometimes people live vicariously through their children, and they may not have that opportunity. You know, they got a young and up and coming scholar, and
uh-huh.
post and share that to the world. Like, look at look what Madison is doing, or whatever the case is. But again, I mean, it's great, but also sometimes you have to speak to the child, because they may want to be low key. They may say, I don't
yeah.
need all that.
Yeah.
I don't need
yeah.
all that attention, mom or dad. Don't put me on that page, because I like to be under the radar. I'm going to keep working hard, doing what I'm doing. I don't want all that attention.
Exactly. Sometimes they don't. They just want to continue to be below the radar, keep on making A's and B's or whatever they're doing, and just be chill, because
yeah,
you know,
a lot of them want to be a kid.
They don't want a lot of that attention just drawn towards them, you know, just like I'm Chris Brown.
Yeah, and then, you know, you have I never can understand when grown ass people post stuff and they're like, happy birthday to a 1 or 2 year old, as if they can read this, as if they can. There's no need for that. There's no need. There's no need to have a collage of your 5-year-old and people like, happy birthday, little Chris, happy birthday, or and all that. There's no need for that, really. There's no need. He don't care about that.
For real, man. But that's just how social media has changed the landscape of how things go these days. Because people just post it. They post it like that. So I mean, they post for likes and approval. Sometimes just because it just be that way.
Yeah. And that's exactly what it is. They're getting a lot of likes and they're getting a lot of. I've been seeing people say, thank you for the shout outs to such and such. I read every one to her, and we're going to respond back. No need. just no need. That's the farthest thing.
There's a lot to it.
And if it was a real kid, they'd be like, yo, all these people that said they, not saying they're not real, but you know, you have some kids that's savvy, and they say, "Oh yeah, mom, dad, I noticed you got like 300 likes and all these comments. Where my cards at? Did you put our address down so they could send me something? Because other than that, who cares? Because at the end of the day, kids want to see something that, and most like us adults want to see something tangible.
Exactly. Kids are not amused by." Just things that they might look. They want something something they can feel, something that they know is real. Is, you know, and likes and stuff it makes you feel good. But at the end of the day, I gotta have something else there, boss.
Yeah. So I mean, it's something that we won't be able, you know. Each year, it's a different element to it. People, you know, you have people sitting around, the ones that's IT savvy and in that industry, they're coming up with different ways to do things. Just like always, like nobody wants to talk regular on the phone now. Now everybody like, oh, has to FaceTime and do this and that. And I'm like, I don't want to see nobody big ass face on my thing. We could talk. No, I don't have that. No, we don't have to message and I have to see your face, whatever. But that's the thing now. I mean, I get ridiculed by my middle school kids. Mr. Glover, you got a computer. You got an Android. Okay. And I'm like, it don't matter. And they're like, man. And they cracking jokes. I say, well, yeah, but I can tell you what, that iPhone, whatever you got, I'll shut it down. Like, what you mean you'll shut it down? When I call your parent and tell that you own Facebook Live and doing it, okay. Like, so it don't even matter.
Times have changed so much, man. You be talking about calling your parent, man, you be shaking in your boots.
Yeah, but then it's the parents, they be calling the kids live too, so, or on FaceTime. So it's just great technology, but I'm like, I don't need all that. I don't need nobody to be FaceTiming me and all that stuff, so I'll stick with Android.
But that's just the idea. That's the time we're living in, man, you know. People post their kids on social media, and trolls troll it, and power shaping, and do whatever you cyber hack it, and all the other stuff. They do it. It happens because that's just the way. That's the landscape that we're in now.
And even when you think about,
we could recall a time where there was never such a thing as social media, you know.
True. And even when you think about Facebook Live, it used to, when it first came out, it used to be, it was set up for people to let people know, oh, I'm going on at such and such time, to try to build your audience and have people to come in at that time. But now people just wake up, click on it, and they're in the bed and like, oh, I'm not doing that.
Hey,
just laying here hungry. Who wants to bring me breakfast or whatever? No one.
That's right.
I think we just abuse stuff, and that's at the end of the day, we just abuse stuff and mistreat it. How the intent is for it, so, the way it's supposed to be.
Yeah, we always overdo it, but sometimes people don't understand what they be doing. They be like, it's just like posting on social media, you know. Sometimes it's just your thoughts and how you feel at that present moment, you know.
Yeah, but the one thing I say with the babies, with the kids, you don't want to play a part in it, and because they're already, if they're elementary age, they're already, once they get to middle school, they're locked in. They're all over that, and that is our biggest problem. And I tell parents all the time, I just talked to a parent today. I was like, hey, it's just social media. It's something that we can't control, but somehow it always ends up in my office. I don't want to walk in on Monday morning and your child has been going back and forth with someone over the weekend, and now all of a sudden it becomes my problem.
It's going to be your problem because that's what happens. That's how they communicate these days. They ain't jumping on Instagram, talking noise, talking static, talking about they about to kill somebody and all this other stuff. You know, hey, see, that's what I'm saying. Just like you say about people posting stuff on social media, people have to watch what they say on social media because that stuff comes back to you.
And once you post it or whatever, it's there. And it's not like you could do anything with it.
And see, if you got about 1,000 friends and 1,000 friends got 1,000 friends, okay. So, I mean, you know, it just kind of elevates itself to somewhere that's where it's not supposed to be.
Well, only if we could do that in the business sense, and we look at it, okay, you got 1,000 friends, I got 1,000 friends, and we joined together and we did something positive in regards to that. But
true.
That's another subject,
that's right.
And another, you know, something that we've discussed before. And all these subjects we're going to touch on, and there's going to be overlap. I always say that. But the one thing with this subject matter, I just want people to be mindful and just think about it. I mean, it's great to see the kids, like I said, achieving well, doing, getting straight A's, getting certificates and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, you want to think about the information, the school. When you do your write-up and you do all that stuff, you're going to have to craft it a different way. You don't want to leave information, school, teacher, and all that stuff, and even like far as birthdays and stuff like that, because there, people are still in identity like it's crazy through social media, and children's identity is getting stolen just as well as adults. So sometimes we give people information, and then they can, there you go. When they get information, they say, hey.
Yeah.
I got something to work with.
If they get it and they can use it, they will use it. So you have to watch the, be aware of what you're doing and how you're doing it, you know.
Well, we can say that, and we know the outcome. I mean, and I know there's going to be people that, and people have said, you know what, I may not comment on your post, but you definitely have me thinking. And that means something is being done right if you're thinking, because that's one of the first stages. You start thinking, then you start feeling it, and your actions will be different. So that lets me know that it's, you know, people are listening, they're reading, and they're kind of getting it. It might be a culture shock to them, because, you know, you think of something that's so innocent, which, and pure, which it should be. But then we have this, like I said earlier in the show, we have this evil element that's not how everybody else is designed.
That's true. Folks, makeup is always different.
And like you said, there's people trolling. And even if we got off the kids subject and just think about it, there's people read posts, and their whole thing is to troll.
Man, we got trolls on top of trolls. You don't know how many millions of folks on social media that don't say anything, but they might like a bunch of posts, or they might even comment a couple of times. You know, and don't have a whole lot of friends, and you know, it's just a lot. You know, that people that just surf your page, you know, that know David Glover, you know, they want to know what David Glover is doing, you know what I'm saying, what the Cocktail Conversation is doing, you know, what's happening with that, you know, people, they might not say nothing, but they know they're there. And that's the crazy part, you know what I'm saying, you know they're there, but, and they ain't going to say nothing, but they just there.
Yeah, and you're right. You never know. You said they're not going to say anything, yeah. So you don't know what people's motives are or what's going on. But I guess that's life. We're in this world of technology, and we just have to keep it simple, and we just have to, when it comes to the children, we have to find a way to protect them, and always think about, is this the best interest of the child? And that's one of the questions you always ask. And even sometimes, even me as a counselor, I might not, some things I might be sharp at the tongue to a certain kid. Then when you reflect on it, you might say, "Man, was that really the best interest? I could have handled it differently, or went about it a different way."
We all have that.
And I think we have to ask: is it the best interest of the child? At the end of the day, that's the one question. Like when you make a decision for a child, you have to think, is this the best thing to do for them? And if you say no, then you know that you got to come up with other options.
Yeah, that's true.
Because we have to make this world the best place possible for them. And because they already got so many things that they have to face with, especially now, more than we ever did.
Exactly, because then you don't even deal with bullying like we used to handle. We deal with more with cyberbullying, you know, where you have more people. That's more people jumping on your pages, knocking you out, you know, for no apparent reason. You know, talking all this noise and stuff. You know, and a lot of people don't want that. They don't want that negativity drawn to them. So a lot of people don't find themselves posting like myself. You know, I don't post a lot. You know, but I post to let folks know I'm out there. Yeah, I'm out there. So I mean, yeah, what you gonna do? You gonna follow me? Follow me. Come on. Follow me, troll. Follow me.
Yeah.
That's
and yeah, so we you know, I don't expect nothing to change overnight, but I think when we, when you start having people at least think about something, then they may say, you know what, I listened to Dave and Philly Phil talk on that show, and they made a lot of sense. So now I think about stuff. If I'm posting at the house, I make sure my address is covered, or I crop that out, or different things, or, you know, I'm watching my surroundings more, because
yeah, it's all about being aware, man. If you ain't aware, how you gonna know if something happened to you if you ain't aware? You know, if nothing is brought attention to, then how can you say I'm aware of that, you know, or that is in me, you know, or I know to watch out for that, you know. Nah, you don't know what to watch out for, you know. You just frivolously running on social media, posting this, posting that, you know. You got to watch there.
Yeah, you have to, and you have to just be conscious of certain things, because we know there's people that's getting themselves in trouble, or if you watch the news, or either sometimes read stuff on social media, you know. And you often wonder, like, why would that parent do that? Or why did they allow them to do that? Like, and you start questioning the decisions of the parents. Like, there's no way that this should have happened to that child. So we have to cover down on them. And I think we're such a catch-22 type thing, because I think ever since the 911 thing, and some of these younger, the younger generation, some people wasn't even around then, especially like some
That's
of the kids,
true.
But parents feel like they always have to have access to their children, and they got to have cell phones on them, where, you know, you would call the school or whatever the case is, and kids know this, so they use that, and they say, well, Mom, Dad, you're at work until 5, I get home at 3, if something happened, if I can't get in the house, or whatever the case is, how am I going to contact you with you? So parents are afraid to take away the one thing that's valuable to them, the phone, because of other safety issues. They want to make sure
that
they might not have a house phone. They might just have cell phones, and they're like, well, we got our cell phones at work. I want them to be able to call me to let me know they made it in safe. And the kids still win, because they still have that phone on them, and they still
ain't getting rid of that phone, man. That phone is like attached to their hip. It's a done deal.
And which was crazy, like a couple weeks ago, I had a little situation going on with kids and social media, and the parent came in. She came in with a world of confidence. Well, my daughter ain't on social media and all that stuff. She not. Well, yes, she is. Yes, she is. And I was like, she's on there. So she was like, oh, could you go get her from class? Go get her. She asked her daughter about it. She like, yeah, whatever. And her oldest brother, probably like 26, 27, decided that he was going to check out the page. Found out she had 15 different accounts on Instagram. Oh. So the mother was like, wow, like 15?
See,
so they just keep creating
15 different. Why do you need 15 different accounts on Instagram unless you're trying to boost your ratings, or you're trying to be an Instagram model?
And they definitely try to boost them, because they like, oh yeah, you gotta buy followers. I was like, so you want to buy followers, and you want to buy complete strangers that could be. Look, it's so much education that's needed, and I know we're about to wind down, but the one thing I always keep saying that they need to add to the curriculum, someone needs to start teaching social media classes and start talking to these kids about this on a daily basis and build a curriculum with that included. You can't go no further without technology, and I'm not talking about how to set up formulas and different things like that. I'm talking about social media technology. We can't
go
further without these kids understanding the impact of that. So schools really need to think about, you know, starting to do that. And I don't even want to say in middle school. I want to say elementary, third, fourth, fifth, and above, and start talking to them, because this is the way the world has went. So we have to properly educate them on that. Well, we've came to the end. Thank you, Philly Phil, for kicking it with me on this subject matter. I wish other people would have came in. I know y'all watching. I know y'all listening. And I know y'all uncomfortable at this point. And I'm going to keep making you uncomfortable. And then you're going to grow. And when you decide, when you hit that spot of growth, you're going to say, man, we better start calling in on the show or whatever the case is. But, you know, my show must go on. So I can't let that be the focus. I got to keep doing me and being consistent and keep trying to give out valuable information. With that said, I'm out. Thanks for the people that listen. Thanks for the people who follow me and every other little thing. I definitely appreciate you. I'm out. About to watch the rest of this basketball game. See y'all next week, and everybody have a good rest of the week. Peace.
Years of automotive excellence. Over 100,000 patents. At Mercedes-Benz, we've always been a company of breakthrough innovation, of expert care, superior service. And for decade after decade, our master certified technicians have been the driving force behind keeping our cars running at peak performance. Now, it's time to discover what they can do for you. Visit your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing.
You're listening to the hot new Q. QLJNradio.com. Still the hottest, coolest radio station on the net. With award-winning talk show personalities and DJs. The Q.